Hey, welcome to episode 127, my postpartum plan to weight loss. And that little sound you hear is my daughter on my chest sleeping because she does not want to sleep in her crib. Therefore, I could not use my normal mic, so I'm doing this from my phone. But either way, I'm so excited to take you on this journey with me as I just share a little bit about my plan, the tools I'm going to use, and my heart around postpartum weight loss for me, from a healthy approach, and maybe for you. And I just think this episode is very unique because I don't really talk about my own journey so that much on the podcast, specifically in regards to weight loss. And, you know, I lost over 30 pounds 7 years ago, kept that weight loss off until I had my baby girls. So I'm going on this new journey again, and it's going to look different this time, but I'm excited to do it. So journey with me here on the podcast, in my free group, the Healthy and Sustainable Weight Loss Community, and on Instagram. And on all of those places, you're going to be up to date on how is it going, whether it's good, whether it's not good, and just, you know, really to encourage you, the whole heart and behind this episode and this podcast is to encourage you that it is possible for you to sustain weight loss in the long run. So stay tuned. Let's dive in, and here we go. Hey, you're listening to the Sustainable Weight Loss Podcast, and I'm Brianna Wilkerson, your host. Over 7 years ago, I lost over 30 pounds after going on a dieting roller coaster for many, many years, and finally finding a way of eating, exercising, and living that supported my goals, and also that led to sustainable weight loss. And ever since then, I have been longing, and I have been actually doing it and leading other women on the same journey, because my heart is to see every woman finally ditch diets, lose weight that lasts, and thrive in their whole health and life. And so the work I do as a coach, the work I do on this podcast, everything I do is to really serve women in that capacity. So on this podcast, you're going to find solo episodes, interviews, and all together, what are you going to find? You're going to find inspiration, encouragement, and a space where you can feel safe, supported, and empowered to go on your journey. So be sure to listen in, rate and review so other women can find this podcast, and also join my Healthy and Sustainable Weight Loss Community to unpack these episodes and get more support. All right, ready? Let's dive on in.
Welcome, welcome back to the Sustainable Weight Loss Podcast. It is Brianna Wilkerson, and I am just so excited to dive in today to kind of talk about, a little personal journey around weight loss. For those that are new to joining the podcast, I'm glad you're here. And the reason why I have focused in on sustainable weight loss over the last, few months is because when I look at my journey, that's really what has classified as the main thing that has prompted me to really support women for the last 4 or 5 years. There are so many other things in your health that are important that I talk about, that I've struggled with, and I know many of you struggled with, but I think at the end of the day, most of the women that come to me want to sustain their weight loss. Now, again, I will preface and say that weight loss is not the only measurement when it comes to your health and well-being. And it isn't the only thing we should shoot for, nor is it something that we need to find our identity in. But it is something that is a marker of our health in some way. And I think a lot of us feel better at a certain weight. And I don't think anything's wrong with that. Now, it's how we go about that. It's how much of our worth and our well-being and our focus we put on that in a healthy, unhealthy way. So I want women to ditch the diets, lose weight that lasts, and thrive in their whole health and life. And I think using the sustainable weight loss techniques that I've learned, I want to share with you through this podcast, through my one-on-one work, through my academy, and kind of through everything that I do. Now, what's really interesting, and that's why I wanted to, I had a plan as to what to talk about on the fall, guests to have, all these sort of things, but I actually thought it would be really important to kind of kick off back from my maternity leave series, talking about, being healthy in the summer, that I just kind of put those together to kind of support anyone. And all those tips can, by the way, apply for anything else but the summer. Like, it's just constant. It was just, if you guys wanted support in the summer in that way. Very short. I didn't have an intro. All that sort of stuff just went in. But as I kind of went back to the normal flow of the podcast, because I've taken a break for the year, being pregnant and everything, I just thought, what more fitting way as I go on a new weight loss journey to really share with you my plan for postpartum weight loss from a healthy approach and mindset. Because again, I am tempted just like anyone else, maybe even you listening, to kind of want to do things quick, want to allow it to just do something drastic and get my body back to, which it will never actually fully be back the way it was, but get it back to the weight that I would want it, you know, pre-pregnancy and all that sort of stuff. But I think what's really a gift about the postpartum period is that you can't, it's actually not, especially if you're breastfeeding, it's not smart to rush that weight loss because your body is healing. And depending on what your birth experience was like and depending on what your pregnant experience was like, it may take longer than other people. Now, I was fortunate enough that my pregnancy was relatively a healthy pregnancy with not many complications, and so was the birth. It was painful, but it was fine. I had to take, and I'm still taking time to recover, and I'll talk about that on this podcast, but my recovery and bounce back period is probably a lot shorter than some people. So let's just preface that and saying, like, why, Bree, are you talking about weight loss and you actually had your baby less than 2 months ago? Well, I think there are still habits, which is the key thing to sustainable weight loss, is consistent healthy habits in a couple of different areas. I think establishing and working on those habits from now is that when my body is ready to release that weight, because let me tell you, your body is the one that's going to help you release that weight and help you get to the weight that it is now feels good at. Because guess what? My body might actually be better at a certain higher weight than pre-pregnancy as I support my child through breastfeeding. Anyways, so I just thought, as I even, gear up to kind of go into another season of business and have a huge project that I want to share with you guys at the end, to kind of help you post-summer, but also, maybe you need to establish some healthy habits after the pandemic, you know what I'm saying? Well, it's continuing. So how do we do that? But also as, I prepare to open up enrollment again for the Sustainable Weight Loss Academy, which is my group membership coaching program in September, I just thought, how cool would it be as I journey with the women in there? We're kind of doing a special boot camp this month to kind of get us ready for the, set healthy goals, get us ready for the fall. And I'm going through it with them. I thought it would be really cool on this podcast to journey with you and not just teach you content or not just teach you tips, but actually be real with you, maybe inspire you, maybe show you that I'm not above reproach, that the many of the things that I have, that I did 7 years ago when I lost weight and then I sustained that weight loss until pregnancy, I'm going to do again. But more so, actually, I've learned a lot more in the last 7 years. And so I'm actually going to be able to hone on it even quicker and maybe even get to that weight loss number quicker. But again, I think one of the key things that I want to preface again before I say anything else is it is not about quickness. And I'm not trying to do this quick. One of the questions someone asked me, and I posted on Instagram and in the Facebook group, what questions do you have? I'm going to record this podcast. One of them was like, what's your timeline? And what are you going to do? Well, for my timeline, I would say, just to kind of share with you overall what my weight has been since pregnancy and whatever, is that I gained about 40 pounds during my pregnancy, which is sometimes, I'm a heavier set woman in the sense, got those Caribbean jeans. Anyways, I was fine with that. Like, of course, each time I went, and I mentioned this even throughout the pregnancy and social media, each time as I went and saw that number go up, it didn't feel good because of my bad relationship I used to have with the scale and my weight. And that's why I actually, up until my pregnancy, I rarely stepped on a scale because I could actually tell when my body had gained a little weight, had lost it, and when my body just felt good at. But seeing that number go up and feel good, and I had to wrestle with that, but I had to say, this is a normal thing, and I'm not eating crazy. Yeah, I'm not eating the same way I normally do, and I'm moving as much as I can, and all these other healthy habits. So that's where I landed. But after, birth, which I actually had, again, a very, it was long, I was in labor for 36 hours. Well, from the beginning of the contractions to when the baby came. Had back labor, which if all my moms out there are like, that thing, yeah, that hurt. But, you know, actual birthing, pushing process wasn't bad. And then I have this beautiful little mixed little baby, cute with the curlies and all that sort of stuff. So I gained 40 pounds. Like, and right after, my stomach went down really quick because most of my weight was the baby. But then I went back to the midwife 2 weeks after, had lost 20 of the 40 pounds, and probably about the same now. Actually, no, I went back on my 6 week and I gained 4 pounds back. Ooh, you know, people say breastfeeding, you're not going to lose all this weight. Well, the reality is I ate a lot of these energy bar bites that had a lot of fat in them, and they were delicious. And they were the quickest thing that I could make and eat, and, you know, was hungry all the time. So eating a lot of fat, not eating a lot of protein, because I would, you know, that's what I didn't want that really postpartum that much. It led to 4 extra pounds. Now, am I sitting here? I'm like, oh, I know exactly what happened. And so it's fine. So anyways, got about 20 or so pounds that I would like to lose to get back to that pre-pregnancy weight. And it's, again, it's not just about the weight. It's like where I want my body to be, because guess what? It may be heavier, but it may be at a place I'm comfortable. But I know that there is a little bit of extra weight that I'm carrying around, particularly in certain areas of my body, you know, like where I carry around it, it's like the weights and the hips and legs, and slowly get back to that. Anyways, so that's 20 pounds. And so I'm really starting to kind of hone in on things beginning of this month, August. So that's 5 months. If you lose a pound a week, a pound to 2 pounds a week is really healthy in regards to weight loss. If I lose a pound a week, I would get to it by the end of the year. I would get back to those 20 pounds. Now, but let's just be honest. There are many other factors, especially postpartum with a newborn, that may prevent you from actually losing weight. And that's connected to the habits that I talk about, right? In the sense, I am not sleeping through the night, and that's okay, but that's the reality with a newborn who's breastfeeding. And sometimes she just wants to hang out at 3 a.m. in the morning, eyes wide open. But all this to say, it's like sleep is really crucial for your hormones to reset themselves, not just the female hormones, but all your hormones, to help you then, you know, manage your weight better. Also, all the estrogen, progesterone, all those female hormones are figuring themselves out postpartum. It's a huge drop in some of them, huge increase in some of them, right? So that needs to be figured out. Stress, you know, managing that. But the main one for me is sleep. That's just that, and who knows when that's going to get rectified, right? So that may make my goals go a little slower. Also, taking a step back from being intense, because I just had a baby, and doing a postpartum fitness recovery program. Now that is not intense, but it's helping me recover, right? So all these different things may prevent me from actually reaching that goal. But to me, again, it's not about the goal. What was the game changer for me the first time? Because I tried all the diets, let me mind you, right? The game changer for me was like saying, instead, I am going to focus on these healthy habits. I'm going to focus on really taking care of myself. I'm going to focus on really loving myself through these healthy habits. And so, yeah, that's what I did. That's what I'm doing. And I really kind of just want to journey with you and share a little bit more about what that means. So I would kind of say that there are the focus that I have when it comes to healthy habits for the work that I do with women, but also what I'm going to focus on is it covers 7 areas. And if you want to learn more about these 7 areas or figure out which of the areas you really should focus on, I would encourage you to sign up for my resource library, Sustainable Weight Loss Resource Library. I updated this inventory. Now it's called the Healthy Habits Inventory, where it highlights these 7 different areas and really helps you see. Sorry for the siren. I'm going to leave it in there because this is #real life, #mom life. Is really helping you to visually identify which of those areas you're feeling really nourished in, really like satisfied, I think I'm doing well, which ones you need to change. And so for me going forward, Some of these, the five tools I'm going to talk about, highlight some of these seven areas. And that's nutrition, digestion, stress management, sleep, exercise, toxic load, mindset, and habits. And then, of course, other areas of your life. And I'm going to kind of work on some of those. And so let me tell you the five kind of things or five tools that I'm using that helps me when I first started this journey 7 years ago, but also I know will kind of help me now. Some of these are new, some of these are what I'm just now, or what I'm returning to. So one, again, is I'm approaching this from a holistic approach, as I was saying. I'm approaching this thinking like, it is not just what I eat and how much I move. It is managing my sleep. It's managing my stress. It's managing my toxic load and the chemicals I expose my body to. It's managing my digestion. It's a lot of all these things. So I'm going to try to look at all these areas, and I'm going to use some tools that I actually have for my clients and my membership. I'm going to use a journal, sustainable weight loss journal I've created online, Google Doc, to kind of help guide me and keeping track of all of those things. I'm going to be using as well the First Place for Health Bible study. So if you haven't heard about this Bible study, I maybe have talked about it before. It's First Place for Health is a Christian kind of weight loss health program that I started many years ago, but when I was really kind of committing 7 years ago, I went through the Bible studies on my own. I didn't necessarily follow all aspects of the program, but that was just a game changer, because for me, that renewed my mindset and helped me what I call manage my mindset. And this is actually the first week of the boot camp that is in the academy that if you join in September, you can go through. Is, yeah, we need to measure our weight. We need to create goals. We need to go from a holistic approach, but we need to manage our mindset. And that goes with anything, that goes with your life, that goes with any goal or anything that you have or something going after, because there are going to be times where, one, you're going to think things can ever change. One, you're going to think that you can do things quickly, or is you're just going to think thoughts that are actually going to tear you down and prevent you from moving forward, or thoughts that are going to make you move forward too quickly and in the wrong way. And so I want to help manage my mindset with truth. And for me, the truth is the word of God, and helping seeing that when I celebrate my successes, when I focus and care on my body, when I see that this is actually not the only area I need to care about, I need to care about my mind, my body, my soul, my spirit, and finance, all these other things. When I look at this from a holistic approach and going back to truth, it will keep me grounded. And so creating affirmations is something I do. I love the ThinkUp app. If you haven't tried that app, it's a great app to write your own affirmations, record your voice saying it. So when you don't want to hear it or you don't believe it, it will speak back to you. You will speak back to you, actually. So I'm going to manage my mindset and really take things from a holistic approach using the Sustainable Weight Loss Journal that I have available for my paid clients and my members, using the First Place for Health Bible study. There's many different versions. Ones, and I'm using the Celebrate Success one this time, and then third, using affirmations. So really taking things from a holistic approach and managing my mindset. But then also looking second is looking to other fitness and nutrition places for support. Like, those two are foundational. Most of those two are typically the things we think about when it comes to health and weight loss and being healthy. But it's different for me now postpartum, and even pregnancy was different in regards to those things, and so is postpartum. And I have never had a postpartum experience before. This is my first child. So even though I'm a health coach, even though I know a lot of things, I've never gone through this before. And so I am feeling no shame, and I'm hesitating in no way to get that support. So during the beginning of the pandemic, you know, everything was closed. And me and my husband really wanted to continue to work out, continue to be fit. And so, you know, we borrowed some of our CrossFit their like equipment, which so they were lending it out, and we did workouts at home. But then I came across this, which I've came up before, which is, I'm going to mention, give a big up to street parking, which is kind of like ran by two CrossFit athletes, and they've created a program, an amazing membership community online, where you get daily workouts and so much other things. But basically, the whole premise is, more than nothing, consistency. And even when you have just your body, just a couple dumbbells, when you have whatever you have, work out. Because I think sometimes we think, if I don't have a treadmill, if I don't have this, if I don't have this equipment, we can't move. But I love it because you, at any given day, you can get the daily workout has four different versions, with a dumbbell, a barbell, with a sandbag usually, and then just a modified version for pregnant, postpartum, injury, just starting, that sort of thing. And it's just so cool because I really loved it because it made me see that even though I'm in my third trimester and I am tempted to just not do anything because I'm large and not in charge, I can still move. And because movement gives me life, actually, and exercise gives me life, and I love to do it. And I love to do, you know, cross training, CrossFit, that sort of thing. And so it was just so great. And I'm a CrossFit level 1 trainer. I haven't trained people in a long time, but I think it was just so great to have someone who, you know, specific modifications for pregnant women. And then I knew that going forward after having the baby, I would get postpartum support. There is a new postpartum bundle that came out last week. There's a nutrition template for postpartum. And guess what? I bought those because they were separate from the membership. Why? Because I love to spend money, but I love to invest in things that I know that's going to help me and serve me. And I want to go through this and maybe support other women as they're newly postpartum or even post and still needing the support. Because I know that, man, a woman's body, like, listen, it's never the same when you push out that baby or if you carry a baby or if you even get a C-section. It's just never the same. And that's not a bad thing. Like, I'm proud that I brought a human into this world, but there's certain parts of my body, what one needs to be rehabilitated, called, you know, my core, my abs separated in order to make way for this baby and they come back together. So I want to make sure that it's strong and it's where it needs to be. My pelvic floor, I had a typical birth and I pushed that baby out and that was work. But even carrying the baby pushed down on that, what we call your pelvic floor, those muscles and organs around your pelvis, for a little over 9 months, right? And so needing to rehabilitate that, because let me tell you, I tried to jump back into workouts when maybe it was my 6th week and I was feeling really good. And I was like, I think that was too quick because I've been walking since about 2 weeks, which is another thing I'll talk about in regards to exercise. But I knew that there was some rehabilitation that I need to do. And so, yeah, that bundle, I've been doing it. It's great. I can see the difference. And I know it's going to help me transition into the modified workouts that they have. It's called Shift. And then eventually in back to RX or whatever workouts. And so and then I've also bought the postpartum nutrition template and realized I was not eating enough. And I probably haven't been eating just a lot. Well, I was eating a balance of the macronutrients, right? Like proteins, carbs, and fats. I was eating more in the beginning, more fats and maybe more carbs, and I needed to actually be eating more protein. Okay, so I invested in those things because it is important for me, not just a health, was a health and wellness professional, support me for me as a person to get support. I've never, in the last 10 years of my life, I've really, I'm like, anytime I need support in some place, I reach out because I don't want to stumble around and figure it out all on my own. I don't have time to figure it out all on my own. So yeah. And then exercise, I made this crazy goal at the beginning. So yeah, doing that postpartum recovery, getting that template, eating more, but it's a lot of the stuff is eating the same way I have. It's just more of a balance around how much of what each category. But at the beginning of the year, I was like, you know, I'm not going to be able to run for a while. I haven't ran in maybe at all this year because I just didn't feel like it with the belly. But I was like, you know what? There's this race back home and it's marathon, half marathon every year. And I thought, what if I walked it? I've ran the 10K portion of it before. And I was like, so that's still a goal. We'll see if it happens. But either way, I'm walking. And I love that because, again, at the beginning of my journey 7 years ago, I did not do CrossFit. I did not run. I did not do it. I walked. And I loved it. It's, you can still get movement in. You can talk and catch up with people. That's how it started. Actually, it's walking to catch up with my husband at the end of a long work day. And now it's the same. It's like one of our only times when we don't, the baby's with us, but she's usually sleeping. So it's something that I love to do. And I'm returning to the things I did at first, right? So walking, this first place for health, holistic approach, getting support where I need it, that sort of thing. So the first, again, is holistic approach and managing my mindset. Second is the getting fitness and nutrition support postpartum through the community group that Street Parking has, their Facebook group, which is awesome. programming nutrition template. But three, accountability. So I'm being accountable in multiple ways to this street parking group. We're doing a challenge in August. To you guys, I am doing this on a podcast. So I'm going to be doing a podcast, hopefully a podcast a month, but at least for the next 5 months or so, 5 or 6 months, around my own journey and sharing things I'm learning, sharing how it's going, and sharing things that went well, sharing that didn't go well, just being very honest with you. And, but also I'm going to be sharing with my, my membership, you know, as we all go through this together, but I'm using trackers. So I'm going to go through the Sustainable Weight Loss Journal, which tracking my, all those habits, as well as just, you know, tracking my workouts and all those different things and holding myself accountable in multiple ways. And not because I don't think I'm going to do it. Actually, once I put my mind to something, I'll do it. But because, if I tell you I'm going to do it too, I'll make sure I'll do it. I just want to be true to my word. And I just think it'd be fun to journey with each other. So if you, I will say this right now, if you have a health or weight loss goal that you're going after in the fall, you know, let me know. You can join the Facebook group, Healthy and Sustainable Weight Loss Community. I've renamed it again, but this is probably the last time, because I think I found the perfect name. Healthy and Sustainable Weight Loss Community on Facebook. You can feel free to leave a review and say that there, or you could message me on any of my handles on social media. All of them are MadeWell345. But yeah, I would love to hear from you what if there's a goal that you're going after, and hold you accountable in that way. So again, a holistic approach in managing my mindset, fitness and nutrition, accountability. Oh, I think, oopsies. I said number one was supposed to be actually two. And I figured that. I'm like, that's a big one. Holistic approach, using the First Place for Health Bible study, caring about all these healthy habits. Then nutrition, postpartum nutrition and fitness support, accountability. And then fourth actually was supposed to be managing my mindset. So managing my mindset, again, through affirmations, through truth. I'm speaking truth to myself. I'm allowing others to speak truth to me, the word of God, all those things. Visualizations. This is something I'm going to do in the boot camp for the members, is creating a vision board, visualizing, you know, it's an act of closing your eyes and visualizing how you want something to look and feel. Right now, I'll tell you what I'm visualizing. I'm visualizing me and myself walking a half marathon and finishing that, because I know the steps that would lead me up to doing that would be all these things. So it's like, it's not about stepping on that scale and being at my goal weight. It's actually not. But it's still nice to kind of get there if I get there. So that, and then the fifth one is to enjoy being a mom and enjoy my being a little girl, my little girl. Because I think, you know, I don't want to rush and fix, like, I don't want to say like my body, you've betrayed me and why are you heavier or whatever. It's like, literally, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. And I understand, my heart literally breaks for women who have been trying, who have lost children. It is nothing like, I mean, I had that fear my whole pregnancy, really. Actually, I did. And that's what was really hard. It's just, am I going to lose this baby girl? And my heart goes out to every single woman who's listening when that has happened. And even if you've had kids since, if there's something about, it's in a, like, it was yours in you, you know? So praying for you, and feel free to reach out, you know? But I do think realizing the gift of this life and realizing that literally she went from nothing to a human being that poops, pees, cries, smiles, cuddles, like all the things. And I don't want to rush trying to fix things and do a bunch of crazy things and miss out moments. Also, I want to appreciate my body, the fact that it was able to do that, the fact that it was able to create this life, nurture this life, allow this life to be go from like these two things that came together to like a human being with all the limbs and brain and all this stuff, to human being that's like nearly 8 weeks old now and is laughing and like, you know, so cute. And I was able to like bring that baby into the world. Like, it's just crazy. And so I want to appreciate my body and say thank you to my body. And one of the ways I can appreciate it is, one, enjoying her, and two, not forcing this, going slow and steady, because slow and steady will lead to sustainability. I'm telling you, it worked for me before and it's going to work again, and it can work for you too. And so, no, I'm not like a pro on everything when it comes to health and wellness, but, and even when it comes to weight loss, I didn't count calories then. I'm not going to count calories now. It just, that wasn't life-giving to me. I did sometimes track quantities and all that sort of stuff, but it was in a way that was life-giving and made me want to continue versus like feeling deprived. And so those are the five tools I'm going to utilize. I'm going to go from this, from a holistic healthy habit approach. I'm getting support postpartum and things such as nutrition and exercise and all the mom questions. Tons of support for that. Three, I'm going to get accountability using trackers for sharing with you guys, sharing with different people. What was four? Let me look at my notes. I have the mom brain again. Four. Managing my mindset through affirmations, truth, all that sort of things. And then five is like appreciating my body and enjoying this little girl, this little miracle of life. So that is my plan for postpartum weight loss. I'm going to use those five tools. I'm going to go slow and steady and lead to sustainability. And yes, if at the end of the year, I'm going to go with great. If not, that's no biggie, right? No biggie. I'm going to just be consistent. And I know that that will lead to, because mind you, I lost 30 pounds over a year and a half before because I wasn't trying to lose weight. But I was trying to go after, it may have been even more than 30, but I was just trying to be healthy and enjoy life and enjoy taking care of myself. Okay. So I invite you to keep journeying with me on this journey of postpartum weight loss. Please, again, leave a review if you are listening on iTunes or anywhere. Just leave a review. Let people know how this podcast was for you. Let me know, because it helps more women see it. And I want to invite you to something. So one, I want you to invite me to my Facebook group. That's my jam. Facebook group and Instagram. So those are the two places I think I'm the most on social media, healthy and sustainable weight loss community, and Instagram, which is Madewell345. I have Twitter, I have a Facebook page, I have all that, but I'm more active on those places. And so if you're like, you love groups and community, I go live, you know, all that sort of stuff, the Facebook group. If you're like, love the stories and the, like, you know, the short, like, posts and stuff, Instagram is where you go. And Instagram is like, you can more see more about the behind the scenes too. So just do both if you have both. Okay. The links to both will be in here. And then check out that healthy habits resource. You know, if you're like, I want to kind of get started, figure out which are the healthy habits I need to work on for sustainable weight loss, you can check out that healthy habits inventory in my resource library. So those are some like free resources to kind of get you going now. And then I will also say, I've talked about the membership a lot, and if you're like, Brie, I think I need some like coaching support, then sign up for the wait list. You'll be the first to know when enrollment opens in September. So I'm going to link that in there to the Sustainable Weight Loss Academy as well. Okay. So check out the resource library, join the Facebook group, follow on Instagram, on wait list. So that's more than one call to action, but choose whichever one you want, whichever one fits you. And I will just say this, you can't sign up for this yet, but I'm going to, next week you can, I am hosting a summit. This is my fourth summit I've hosted. This is the first one I posted alone. I usually have a partner, and it's the biggest yet. I usually have maybe 12 to 15 speakers. I have 30, and it's called the Healthy Eating, Happy Living Summit. It's going to be August 24th to the 30th, and it's going to be 7 days of really hearing from women in the health and wellness industry and field on the healthy habits that I talk about, so sustainable weight loss, that are going to lead to healthy eating and happy living and sustainable weight loss. So there are going to be talks on nutrition and exercise and stress and sleep and digestion, all those things. And let me tell you, stay tuned to next week's episode as I give you more details about it, because for the first time ever, not only can you attend live and win a bunch of giveaways, but for the first time ever, you can actually purchase the summit for lifetime access. Because let's be honest, you can't always watch or listen to all of them in a given week. Although I will give you space on the weekend to do that. And sometimes you want just access to it. And there are going to be such great bonuses when you purchase it. And especially if you purchase it at an early bird price. And it's really affordable. Trust me. So stay tuned next week as I talk purely just about the summit and just with my heart behind it, why I planned a summit during maternity leave, and why I'm coming back. Because let me tell you, post summer during this pandemic, I think it's really easy to get lost and care about everyone else but yourself. And I really want you to get, let me tell you, this summit's going to give you the tools, the tips, the inspiration, the motivation to really go back to that place of caring for your body and your health and reaching those weight loss goals again. And so definitely stay tuned. Okay. Stay tuned to next week. And I can't wait to just support you in that way. But again, I'm excited because I'm going to be listening to some of them and really seeing how can these apply to my postpartum weight loss journey from a healthy approach. All right. Love you guys. Grateful for you. Check out the resources and all the links below. Hope to see you in the Facebook group and on Instagram. Say hi. And I'll see you guys on the next episode next week. Toodaloo.
That's a wrap. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Sustainable Weight Loss Podcast. I hope you're leaving supported, empowered, encouraged, inspired to go off and really do the things that you know in your heart you need to do and think, right? Because it's not just about what you do, it's how you think and how you feel to really reach your goals and sustain that weight loss. Again, for more support, join us in the Healthy and Sustainable Weight Loss community on Facebook. This is a space where you can really be safe, supported, and empowered through your journey. Just go to madewell345.com/community and you'll be right there. Or click the link below. Again, so grateful you're here. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you'll not miss an episode and so that other women can find this podcast. All right, see you on the next episode.